upon us today. We appreciate the good weather, and almost feels like springtime. And I guess that old groundhog didn't know what he was talking about when he predicted more winter weeks. Anyway, but nonetheless, we are excited about tonight to be able to bring God's word to you one more time. And so we pray that you'll hear something. We pray that you'll receive some kind of instruction or direction in your own personal life when it comes to the things of God. And if that occurs, then we have done our job tonight. Amen. And let's go ahead and get into our prayer request, like we have faithfully done each and every service, but more in detail on Wednesday nights. Let's continue to remember Brother James Townsend in our prayers as he continues to recover from his two procedures, two in one, I guess you should, we should say, two in one procedure, his heart area and the heart catheterization. Let's also remember Brother Harold Dolph in our prayers tonight as he will soon have a procedure done. So let's pray for him. Continue to remember Miss Terry Clayton as she tries to rebound and go through this COVID. And remember Brother Allen as well and their whole family tonight in prayer. Jeff and Sharon Hodges, and that is their son-in-law Chris. Let's remember him in our prayers concerning some health conditions. And let's remember Claude. We've been mentioning him the past couple weeks. This is David Henderson's friend. And he's not doing too well, just needs our prayers tonight. And so let's continue to remember him. But also, Brother David had asked us to remember Jerry Key. And this is someone that he knows that has COVID and also pneumonia. And so tonight we'll lift up Jerry Key in prayer along with Claude. Let's also remember our children's home. Let's remember, of course, Miss B.J. Williams, who had an eye procedure the other week. Charlie Wilson, let's remember him in his health. Marcia Turner, Melissa Slagle, Don and Carla Rich, and Ceylon and Catherine Plemons. Let's remember her mother and strength for Brother Ceylon and Miss Catherine. Jim and Don Daly, the Teagues tonight, Connie's brother Bill. Claudia Darby, Don Capistrano, Miss Barbara Anderson there at the Rehab Center in Powder Springs. Rusty and Chris Watkins, Joe and Lynn Vandiver, and his sister-in-law, Charlotte, who has cancer. Jenny Clanton, let's remember in prayer, Randy and Diane Ely, her brother's cancer, Ed and Marianne Sandy, Cassie Karanovich, Gerald and Francis Carroll, Eddie and Joanne Rich. Let's remember them in our prayers as well, and their whole family. Let's remember all of our shut-ins, and let's remember James Tolan Brown, our Marine there at the children's home. And let's just remember our land tonight. Let's remember our nation, our world, and remember all of our sister churches that are gathering tonight around God's Word. Let's just pray that everyone would receive a blessing, help, instruction, whatever the Lord may have. Let's pray that the Lord would move upon us tonight, and may it be a blessing by having this service. Father, we come in Jesus' name tonight, and we thank you for who you are and for the things that you do. Thank you, Lord, that you are wiser than we are. Lord, at our very best, we have the tendency of making poor decisions, some good, some bad, some poor. But Lord, you have a way of being the wise master builder, being the wise God, who knows how to orchestrate everything after the counsel of your own will. And so, Lord, tonight we are resting in the fact that you're in control. You're providential. Lord, if we have salvation and you're in our hearts, Lord, why, there is nothing that can touch us or happen to us that isn't first approved by you. And so, Father, we take our hands off of life's matters. We cast our cares upon you. And we trust you, Lord. We trust you. Tonight, Father, we pray for all of these requests. We pray for Claude and Jerry, Lord, that Brother David has requested for. We pray for their strength, their health, to be brought back, Lord, speedily. And Father, we pray for all these other requests. We lift up to you, Father, Brother James Townsend. We pray that you'll touch him, Brother Harold Dolph. And we pray for the healing of Miss Terry Clayton. Touch Brother Allen as well. And Jeff and Sharon Hodges' son-in-law. Lord, just be with our land, be with our nation, be with our world. Help us, Lord, just be mindful of you in everything we say and do. Thank you for Calvary Baptist Church and the opportunity to stand and teach and preach one more time. And thank you for Mount Calvary for dying for us. You gave the very best for the very worst. We love you tonight. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Tonight we're going to be in the Old Testament book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter number 16. For just a few moments, and just want to give you something to think about. Of course, we have mentioned what we're going to mention tonight. We have mentioned some familiar things on certain topics often, but it bears to be repeated. But tonight we want to mention some things out of Proverbs 16. In fact, we want to read verse number 9. And Proverbs 16 in verse number 9. The Bible says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. I'm going to read that again. It says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. And tonight, as I was saying in my in our prayer time, praise the Lord that He is a providential God. He is one who is in control of everything, and He does indeed lead, guide, and direct. Tonight, I want to call your attention in this verse to a couple different words. But number one, the word deviseth. That word deviseth simply means to plan. So he says, a man's heart plans his ways. The word way here means road, but it also can mean course. Road or course of life. And when we put those two things together, it says a man's heart plans his course. Tonight, for a few moments, I'd actually like to speak on that subject. And that subject is planning your course. Planning your course. Or we could say, while planning your course. And what I mean by that, while planning your course, is that this verse tonight tells us, gives us some things to consider while we're making plans in life. You know, as well as I know, we all make plans, and we actually all have goals and aspirations and things we like to achieve and things we like to do, from things being down the road that we're planning for and hoping for, but also day-to-day things as we plan each day and as we move and operate and assume our own personal responsibilities. That's why I say planning your course, or while planning your course. And so this verse tonight gives us some things to consider while we're planning our course, while we're going through our day, while we're moving and progressing toward the future, toward those things we'd like to apprehend. And so tonight, let's look at this verse, and I want to mention four things to you. A couple of them are actually in this verse, and a couple of them are elsewhere. But tonight, I want to mention four things to consider when it comes to planning your course. Some things to consider. Number one, in verse number 9, there's the word plan. The word plan. And so that's the first thing to consider. You know, you and I, whenever we go to do something, whether it's small or big, short term or long term down the road, it is always a wise thing to plan. Again, notice what he says. A man's heart deviseth his way. Simply, the man and a person that is doing things and operating and wants to go places in life, short term and long term, he plans his way. He plans his way. And so the word deviseth means to plan. Now, let me just say this, that it's a wonderful thing, a needful thing. We need to be people who plan. But the first thing that we should do when we're planning to do something, whether short term or long term, we must first have a heart check. We must have a heart check. Notice what he says. A man's heart deviseth his way. And, of course, the word heart here refers to the soul being of a person. It also refers to the mind or intellect. But he says a man's heart plans or deviseth his way. As we're planning our way through life, no doubt we need to plan. But while we're planning, we need to have a heart check. You know, there's a song called Come Thou Fount. An old song, it's a great song. But in that song, there's reference to the heart and the heart being out of tune and the heart needing to be tuned. In fact, the phrase in that song says, tune my heart to sing thy praise. The old song, Come Thou Fount, every blessing. And he says, tune my heart, Lord, to sing thy praise. Now, tonight, if a person's heart could not be out of tune, if a person's heart tonight could not be, out of us being double-minded at times and all of those things, then we wouldn't need to have a heart check. If the heart never gave our soul, our emotions and who we are, and if those things never affected us in our plan making, in our decision making, we wouldn't ever, never, ever have to have a heart check. But when he says a man's heart deviseth his way, that simply tells me that if a man is planning to do something, he needs to have a heart check. He needs to make sure that his heartstrings are in tune with the Lord. You know, the Bible says when it comes to the heart, that the heart is deceitful in Jeremiah 17 and verse number 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You see, Jeremiah is saying that. He is saying that because he, at times, could not trust his own self. Because, you see, it is a deceitful heart. It is a heart that is deceitful and desperately wicked. That's why when we go to make plans to do something, short-term, long-term, any kind of decisions we make, we must first have a heart check when we plan. He says a man's heart deviseth his way. And so a heart has to be tuned. We must check in with our own hearts when we're thinking about doing something. When we're thinking about accepting a certain job. When we're thinking about moving to a certain location. Going to a certain church. Doing certain things. Let us always check in with our hearts unto the Lord. So the heart is deceitful. And Mark chapter number 9 and verse 24 says, the heart is doubtful. And so there are many things that are can be going through our hearts at times, and for us to just simply say we're going to do thus and such without checking in with our hearts unto the Lord is not really a wise thing to do, because of how wicked and desperate or deceitful our hearts can actually be. So tonight, there's the word plan. He says, a man's heart deviseth his way. Or a man's mind. A man's mind plans his course. Planning our course tonight, we need to consider, as we have it in the title, actually planning. Checking in with our heart. Having a full heart examination to see what our motives are before we make a decision. Let us pray unto the Lord. Let us ask God, and then try to consider what our motive is as to why we want to do thus or such. Again, the first word is plan. And then there's another word in this verse and to consider while planning our course, and that is perceive. The word perceive. Notice, if you would, in verse number 9. He says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. I love that part, because it's the Lord, it's the Lord having control, ultimate control over our decision making. He says, but the Lord directeth his steps. The word directeth here, it means fixes or arranges. It means, the word directeth, it means to steer. And so this is something that we need to perceive when we're planning our course, when we're making decisions, short term, long term, whatever decision we need to make tonight, let us perceive that while we are checking our hearts and while we are praying and asking God for illumination on what to do with our lives, in our lives, it's a blessing to know that the Lord will direct our steps. He'll direct our steps. And so we include God first, and we know that He's providential, He's in control. One of my favorite, or a couple favorite of my verses, is Proverbs chapter number 3 and verse 5 and 6. It goes along with perceiving our course. Proverbs chapter number 3 in verse number 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. And that's a lovely thought tonight, that that the Lord, He will direct our paths, but yet first we need to trust in Him in His leadership. And lean not, the Bible says, unto our own understanding. Let us not try to reason and figure things out beyond our comprehension, but yet we plan our course. We acknowledge, though, at the same time, the Lord's control, and we trust in Him. Not trying to figure how it's going to end up. Not trying to figure out, you know, where this is going to come from, how that's going to be accomplished in the midst of our planning. But yet, we just trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not unto our own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. So tonight, when it comes to planning our course, there's the word perceive. Again, he says back in Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth, he fixes, he arranges his steps. Now, another thing, the word and the name Lord here in all caps, capital letters, is the same name for Jehovah. Meaning self-existent one or eternal one. And so this is comforting tonight. It's comforting because We have Jehovah God, the self-existent one, the eternal one who had no beginning, has no end, Alpha, Omega. He's everywhere at the same time, all knowledge, all power, and He is directing our steps. He is fixing and arranging our steps. You know, the Lord sees what's down the road. He knows what's behind us. And so therefore, when we plan our course, we acknowledge Him and we commit our way unto the Lord, and He is reigning over us. He is watching over us. He is Jehovah God, the self-existent one. He sees what's coming down the road, and sometimes He veers us. And sometimes He allows us to go other directions. And while we may make arrangements and we may plan our course and have prayed about something, and here we go, we're on our course, but then something happens. You know, it's life, things will happen. But if our way is committed unto Him, the things that possibly happen on our course, God has a plan for somewhere. Somewhere on that course, God has a plan for whatever may happen in our life. And so He says, but the Lord directeth His steps. Now, there's a third thing I want to mention tonight when it comes to planning our course, or while planning our course. Not only there's the word perceive, there's the word plan itself, but then there's the word patience. Patience. You know, a lot of things are wrapped up when we set out to get something accomplished, when we set out to go a certain direction. We pray, we seek the leadership of the Lord, we allow the Lord to control our, we commit ourselves unto Him, and He's directing our path, our steps. But somewhere along the way, patience will be needed. There's always a work of patience taking place in a Christian's life. So sometimes God, when it comes to life, and it comes to where we want to be and goals we want to achieve, sometimes God says no. Sometimes God says later. Sometimes God says yes. And so those are the three things that God sometimes says no, later, or yes. And so there is a work of patience involved there, whatever answer that the Lord may give us. Now notice this, God's delays aren't always no's. God's delays aren't always no's. So you see, while we're planning our course and while we're traveling through life, the Lord is directing our steps. And so it may take a while to get to where we feel we need to be. Or God may change courses and direct us in another area. And so therefore patience is involved. But rest assured, please know that God's delays aren't always no's. God's denials aren't always no's. Sometimes He has reasons to delay the process. Sometimes He has reasons to delay where we're going and how long it'll take to get there. God sees what's down the road. He is Jehovah God. He's the self-existent one. All we have to do, and it's a big to-do, is just trust Him. Just trust Him. So we see that there's the word patience tonight. Let me mention something else when it comes to planning our course. Not only patience is involved. Not only there's the word perceive in the word plan, but I think this would be a good place to insert the word praise. Praise. You know, while we're going through this life, this world that's a wilderness, and we're asking God to direct our steps, to guide us and lead us. We're trying to do our part and plan responsibly, include the Lord in the equation. Sometimes it's a work of patience. Sometimes we end up in a different area than we thought we would be. but we're trusting the Lord with the results, there is always, and it is always, the occasion to give God praise. Just to give Him praise. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and verse 18 says that, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You see, we may not be where we want to be. We may not like some of the things we may be going through. We may question and wonder what God's will is. But it's always God's will in everything to give thanks. Just praise the Lord and thank the Lord for who He is, for what He does, for having all power, having all control, knowing everything, being everywhere at the same time. It's always God's will, even when we're on our course somewhere, trying to get to where we feel we need to be. It is always God's, it is always time for praise. It's always time to give God thanks for dying for us on the cross, being buried and raised again. There's always room for praise, no matter where you're at in life, what course, if you're delayed, whatnot. Always room for praise, for thanking God for the homes we have, the families we have. There's always room for praise. This is the will of God, to praise Him for our families and friends and our church family and friends, all our health, all those things. In everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Proverbs, again, Proverbs 16, notice verse number 33. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. And that's just another instance of how God is in control, how God provides and how God guides. It's the bump in the road, but yet God is there to get us over those bumps. It's the lion, the tiger, or the bear in our pathway, but yet it's the Lord that helps us get through that part. The Bible says the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. God has a way of taking care of us, but the big idea is to include Him in the situation. So tonight, planning our course has to do with praise. Planning our course has to do with patience. Then there's the word perceive, and then there's the word plan. Planning your course, or while planning your course. The Bible says a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. That's the message tonight, and I really hope something has spoke to you because the Lord, ultimately, He's in control, and He will guide us, and He will provide each step of the way. Father, we love You tonight. We thank You for who You are and for what You do. Lord, I pray tonight that You would be with those that are watching. I know we were brief this evening, but dear God, I gave what You wanted me to give. And so I pray that it was bread to the eaters, it was seed to the sower. And Father, we pray that You would just be with us, guide us, direct us, bring us back safely on Sunday morning, allow those to continue watching on Facebook. Father, we love You and we thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. We will meet you back Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. God bless and have a wonderful night.